too hungry for dinner at 8.
It's See It, Stream It, Skip It. Usually a segment inspired and directed by J.J. Gordon, but he is away. So Eric Johnson has taken his spot. Thank goodness, because you guys don't want to know what I've been watching.
But I actually think today you might be able to help me out with some commentary on a few of these. And I always love when I get an opportunity to step in, try to have a little different angle than JJ. But this week, there's three main stories in the entertainment world. So we'll start with the stream. And this is a big release a lot of people are excited for. And it's a show called Andor. It's in the Star Wars universe on Disney Plus, and it takes place canonically 5 years before the movie Rogue One. So Rogue One was a story about the rebellion and getting the plans for the Death Star, and it was an on-the-ground sort of espionage war drama. Andor's picking up that mantle. So it is in the Star Wars universe, but is much more about the origins of a rebellion against a governmental power. So you get this common person perspective on why they want to overthrow this oppressive government. It stars Diego Luna, and they've released three episodes. They dropped three episodes right away, and then it'll be, I believe, a 10-episode series. A lot of excitement about there. I think JJ and Madison went to watch Rogue One on IMAX in the cities, and then they got an extended trailer into this. Admittedly, I have not watched yet. I haven't had time since it was released to watch, but I'm really excited for it. And I really like what the Star Wars universe is doing with these series, where they can dive into stories more deeply, more precisely, and expand this world outside of the feature-length films. So this is one that a lot of people are excited for, and if you're going to stream and you've got Disney Plus, I think it's going to be worth your time. You've got three episodes that you can watch and decide if this is one you're going to want to stick with or not. But I like this era of the Star Wars saga where it is more of a rebellion versus an empire, as opposed to the high level that you get out of the movies where, you know, you've got the top. This is on the ground. These are the people that are fueling this rebellion. So it's a fun one. The skip today is going to be kind of a weird one. So they are re-releasing Avatar in theaters, and it is not a skip because it's a terrible movie. It's a skip because it's already been in the theaters. And if you weren't part of the Avatar, I think it got eclipsed, but it's still one of the two or three most profitable movies of all time. Like, if you didn't see it the first time around, what were you doing?
I even saw it in the theater.
Exactly. So it's not a skip because you don't, I think Avatar is not as good of a movie plot-wise as it maybe gets credit for, and it's because it was the first movie to fully embrace and utilize 3D technology, which you don't see anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the first. It's a lot of bright colors. It's a fun fantasy world. It's essentially the story of Dances with Wolves recreated in space with blue people. But, I mean,
I don't even know why I liked it so much. Why did I like it?
Because it was the first, and it was 3D, and it was a lot of bright colors. And it is, it's a story of a person embracing an opposite. Like, it's a story you've seen a lot, and it's not
good.
Bad.
It's a good movie.
But you've probably already seen it. You probably don't need to waste your time going back to it. Plus, there are now four sequels that have been announced. Premiering the next one comes out this December, then December 2024, then December 2026, then December 2028. They've already announced all of them.
So let me play devil's advocate. Okay. If you are just because there hasn't been a lot coming out since the pandemic into the theater. So if you just are looking for a reason to get to the theater and watch something you know and love and maybe get excited for all of these sequels, then it's a good go-to.
It's a soft skip.
Soft skip.
And
I like that.
It's a skip because it's already been in the theaters.
Yeah.
It's already made over $1 billion in the theaters.
It was like one of the best ever, right?
One of the most profitable. Best is subjective, but definitely one of the most profitable. But the one that I want to talk about, and it's for the movie, and it's also for the controversy surrounding the movie, but premiering this weekend is a movie called Don't Worry, Darling. Now, if you haven't seen the trailers for it, I'll give you the quick synopsis. It is a couple, Harry Styles and Florence Pugh, play a young couple living in an idyllic 1950s era world. Period piece, lots of 50s costuming and set pieces. It's got that vibe of post-World War II America when the middle class was potentially at its peak. But something's amiss. You can see in the trailers that something's not right, and the movie is going to be the main character, Florence Pugh, figuring out what is wrong with this idyllic life. Now, the more fun thing to talk about with this is the controversy, because this is Olivia Wilde directing and producing this movie, and a lot of talk has come out because the initial male lead was supposed to be Shia LaBeouf, and he has been accused of being difficult to work with, and he's come back and said that he was unceremoniously fired from the movie during production, and it has become just a complete disaster in the media in the lead up to this. Everybody's blaming everybody else.
I didn't even realize that was the name of the movie, but I was like, oh yeah, this movie, because no one knows what the movie's about, because all of the drama within the making of this movie and after the movie has come out, and that is what everybody's talking about. Everyone's talking about the drama because Olivia Wilde then is also now connected. Why would she hire him in the first place? But whatever.
And then hired and then fired.
And then
some people are on his side. Some people are on Florence Pugh's side. Some people are on Olivia Wilde's side. There is also the sub drama of Spitgate, where it appears that Harry Styles spit into the lap of Chris Pine, who's also in this movie.
Yes. But there's also a connection because Olivia Wilde, who directed it, apparently there's some speculation that she has been romantically involved with Harry Styles.
Right. So there is all sorts of celebrity drama.
There's so much drama
wrapped around this. But the movie itself looks interesting, and it is a different take. Olivia Wilde has said publicly that she wanted to portray the romance in the film from a female perspective as opposed to the typical male perspective. So that's going to change the dynamic.
Well, so Olivia Wilde has been like all in the press about how she basically wants this to be for the romantic scenes. We'll put it that way.
Right.
That she wants this to be like all about the intimate scenes in this movie, right?
Right, and from a female perspective.
From a female perspective.
As opposed to a typical male perspective on
right.
it.
Right, but Florence is mad about that, the star of the show, because she feels like Olivia is reducing it to its only intimate moments and not what the larger, like, movie is and who
right.
is in
not
it.
Talking about how she's acted in it, her performance. That it's become
reduced to, like, intimate scenes
if
only.
If you had a bulletin board with pieces of red yarn going from the stars that have had some sort of fallout associated with this movie, it would look like a spider web.
Yes, it is messy.
But I still want to see it.
You do?
I still want to see it. Because it does look intriguing. And it's a lot of... I'm excited to see what Harry Styles can do as an actor.
Yeah,
because
that
he
will
seems
be
like
fun.
A genuinely good dude.
I
he's
agree.
Been in some things that I think he's performed well in. Florence Pugh is a hugely rising star.
And skipped also the drama with this. Florence being sort of one of these up-and-comers, like skipped some of the film festivals where this premiered.
Right. Yes.
Because she's butt heads so much with Olivia Wilde, supposedly.
But you want to see what they put on
I know.
Film.
Yeah, and it's
actually
true.
See, like, I want to see if it's sort of like rumors from Fleetwood Mac. You've heard all the stories about what was happening behind the scenes while they were recording that album, and it is one of the greatest albums of all time.
Right.
But everybody in the band hated everybody else in the band. And that's kind of what it sounds like was happening while they were making this film and in the aftermath of this film, in the promotion of it. So I want to see if this is something fantastic that came out of chaos, or if the chaos bled over and it is not. Either way, I want to see what
point.
It is.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, there is going to be a lot of hype around it. There already has been a ton of hype around it just because of all of the drama.
And to put a little cherry on top, you can see this movie, Don't Worry, Darling, at either of the Marcus Theaters on their big screens, on the Ultra screens.
Nice.
Or at the Fargo Theater is also showing
it. That's fun.
So you can see it at any of the theaters in town.
Nice.
And you can choose what sort of theater experience you want with it.
Love it.
Because we all love the Fargo Theater. We all love the Ultra Screens. You just saw Top Gun Maverick on the Ultra Screen. It's great.
So
it's a great movie-going experience.
Yeah.
So you can see it everywhere. And I'm genuinely curious. So that's going to be my see it. Skip. Soft skip. But Avatar, it's been out for a while. It made $1 billion. You probably saw it the first time around. It's not in 3D anymore, so it's a different experience to see it. And stream, if you're at home, if it gets a little cool and rainy, throw on Andor. If you're a Star Wars fan, I think you're going to really love this world that you're going to be thrust into. And you got 3 episodes that are already released that you get to make up your mind if you want to stick with it.
If you're into like gushy little dumb sitcoms, I did watch Emily in Paris, and I thought it. I like gushy, dumb little sitcoms, and that's what it was.
I threw a tag. The last time I did see it stream it, I threw a little tag on for one that I was excited to come out. It has since come out. The Grand Tour.
Oh yeah,
Scandi Flick. It is the Grand Tour guys in Scandinavia above the Arctic Circle. I just got back from being above the Arctic Circle in Scandinavia, so I saw a few places that I had actually seen in person.
That's fun.
Super fun. It's really entertaining. It's got one of the most incredible crash scenes that they've ever put on film.
That's
in
cool.
It. So yeah, worth your time. That's on Amazon if you've got it. If you've got Disney, watch Andor. And if you want to go to the theater, check out the drama of Don't Worry, Darling. Read up on the drama before you go, and then I think it'll increase your movie-going experience.
You're listening to It Takes Two with...